Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
Today we're going to talk about SEO and realistic expectations when it comes to SEO. So one of the topics that we, one of the touch points we want to get to is how long does it actually take to start ranking on Google, right? So, you know, we know that 2 years ago, things were a little bit easier. There weren't so many algorithm changes. And nowadays, with the competitive nature of SEO and business in general and technology online, we're seeing it become a little bit harder, if not a lot harder, to start ranking organically. So, you know, what are some of the expectations that you would give to a client when they came to you and said, you know, I have a fresh, brand new website, new brand, and I'm trying to get ranking on Google?
Okay, so yeah, I was going to separate it. Is it a new site or is it a site that's been around for a minute? So to answer your question about the new site, I would say have patience. A realistic expectation would be no less than 1 year of constant ongoing SEO work to really build authority to your website, build in Google's eyes, build your website as a credible source of information, and that takes time.
Yeah. So anywhere between 12 to 18 months is a realistic expectation for a site that's kind of just starting out. To kind of separate the two, I would say that just starting out versus already established and generating some traffic and already has some brand awareness, you're looking at an established site of generating possibly anywhere between 10 to 20,000 monthly visitors, and then a start that's pretty much just brand new and starting off is under 10,000 visitors a month. So those are kind of the two scales that we're looking at here. And so why does it take so long? Right. So we know that it's going to take 12 to 18 months, but why?
So I kind of gave away the answer already. It takes time to build authority in Google's eyes, to really make your website stand out in a sea of information, as your website being the most credible, having the most useful information to the user for that specific search query. And that involves building links from other websites, and that takes outreach. It involves creating high quality content that is better than your competitors and truly answers the search queries, the query. Yeah.
So basically, aside from the fact that, you know, there's going to be a lot of time consuming executions that need to be taken place, we also know that there are other factors that come into play, like the competition. How many pages are already ranking out there for that specific search term that you're trying to rank for?
And how established are those
websites? Exactly. So, you know, now that Google's kind of become a bit more saturated with multiple businesses and different types of businesses, it's definitely become a lot more difficult and takes a lot more time.
Right. And there's also a very technical aspect to it, that a brand new website, Google just doesn't crawl it very often. When you have a not even a larger, but a more established website that's been around for a while and creates content consistently, then Google crawls it more frequently.
So again, you know, you're at the mercy of Google's crawl at that point. You know, how long is it going to take for that new piece of content that you just published, not just to rank, but just to get indexed? Right. So, again, that's another factor of why it takes so long.
So let's say I'm a brand new website and I want to rank for a specific keyword. That keyword is a question that I know that my target audience asks all the time. And I wrote the best piece of content that I can imagine. It has graphs, images, answers the question from any direction, you know, the most comprehensive piece of content that I could create. And I published it on my website. My website is brand new at this point. What do you think the next step should be to get it to rank? Because it won't. Let's be perfectly honest and set that expectation. You can write the most incredible content and you put it on a brand new website. It is not going to rank. my question to you, what would be your next step then? How do you make it to rank?
Yeah, well, one thing that you can do is you could try to push some backlinks to that piece of content. You know, try to, again, which is a time-consuming process. You need to outreach. You need to find the right blogger that has access to the right sites, that has relevant content that can then push a backlink to it. So that's what I would do if I published a piece of content that I thought was great. I would definitely try to acquire some backlinks. And another easy way to just get some backlinks is to share it on social. You can use other free sources like medium.com to get some nofollow backlinks. Yeah. So pretty much try to complement it and try to
spread the word.
Spread the word. And
tell
and,
your friends you wrote this amazing piece of content.
You know, have them share it, send it to your mom and dad, and have them send it to all their friends. Anything you can do, really, to try to increase that click through to that content. Did you have another point possibly that you wanted to?
What can you do?
What else you can do after you have a great piece of content published?
Right. So I agree with you. This is spreading the word and getting other websites to link to that content is exactly what you should do. Okay. 100%. I would say right before you do that, just make sure that technically that the site is set up properly, that Google can crawl it, that it's not blocked somehow, that it's indexed, that you submitted a sitemap. Just take off all of those technical checklists out of your way before you really put in the effort into spreading the word, because it won't be worth much if it can't even be indexed.
Absolutely. SEO, to get ranked, brand new site, 10 to 12 months.
Right.
I mean, there's no getting around that, really. More of an established site that has a lot of brand recognition, that has getting a lot of organic branded clicks. And they're kind of going to use those user metrics from those branded search queries to kind of catalyst their other organic keywords that they're trying to rank for. They can probably see growth anywhere between 6 to 8 months. But, you know, really I want to get down to why we are talking about this. And I think it comes down to a lot of clients that we encounter have unrealistic expectations when it comes to SEO. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's because there are other agencies in this industry that are setting those false expectations. So can you tell me a little bit about some of your experience when dealing with a client that has been burned before in the past by another SEO agency promising them results in a short period of time?
Right. That happens all the time. All of these, we can get you to page one for $49 a month. I don't even know. And we can do it so quickly, you won't even believe. It's just not possible. And you really, what we do here is when we get a new client, we set that expectation right at the beginning. SEO is a long-term strategy. And if you're not going to commit for at least a year, then perhaps paid traffic is something you would feel more comfortable with, even though we recommend, especially for a new site, a dual strategy.
Yeah, absolutely.
To get that traffic right away, to get that revenue right away, you set up a good paid strategy while you're working to build that organic traffic.
Absolutely. So that pretty much sums it up. You know, so we have a lot of difficulties with clients because of their previous and past experience with other SEO agencies. But again, if you're not, like you said, if you're not willing to invest for 12 to 18 months, you know, you might need to look for different avenues to try to generate more business because you're just not going to see any type of result for at least that
amount
of
time. If you can't put that investment, it is an investment. It's a very smart investment because SEO will continually grow once you set it up. But if you can't or won't put that investment and time, then perhaps it isn't the path for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, that pretty much sums it up for today. Thanks for listening in, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover, or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.